Aval yefsher liYehoshua la'asos dovor kiyem b'koychoi shel Moshe. However, it's impossible for Yehoshua, the student, to be able to do anything without the help, without the power of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chinas nekudas ha'elyona, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the nekud ha'elyona. K'moshe kosuv, as the Torah says over there, when Yehoshua was doing battle, it says, v'hoyo kasher yorim Moshe yodoi, when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands up in tefillah, that's when the Jews were winning in battle. When his hands went down, chas v'shalom was the opposite. V'chol yemei ha'golus, Hashem yisborach loichem imoi. And throughout the time that we are in golus, Hashem is doing battle against Amalek. V'oz ein ha'kisei sholem. And so long as this battle is going on, Hashem's throne is incomplete. Choser ho'alef anal. It's missing the aleph that we mentioned earlier. It's called case instead of kisei. V'chein ein Hashem sholem. And so too, Hashem's name yud kei vav kei is incomplete. It's called case ko, yud kei. The vav kei is missing. Ki kishenas b'chinas odom lo sheves al ha'kisei, ze ikra b'chinas shleimus Hashem avaya baruch hu. Because by through following all the advice that Rabbeinu Zal gives in that chapter in Likut Imran, when we generate the odom lo sheves al ha'kisei, when we generate that odom, that's when we're mashlim the Shem Havaya, Shehu Havaya bi'alfin, which is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, spelled with Alephs, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, She'oile Mo, which has the numerical value of 45, Bigematria Odom, which is Bigematria, the word Odom.
Shenishlam, and it's that fullness of Odom, Kaviochol, which symbolizes Hashem in this case, which is completed, Kishemachnin Hadam Sheyoinik, Kishenistalik Chas V'Shalom Ho'alev Shebe'em Tzahavov Shel Shemo. When we are Zoichet to subdue the blood in the left side of our heart, which in that chapter in the Gittman was explained to symbolize the Yetzer Hara, which draws, which has the ability to draw, when the Aleph, which is inside the letter Vav, when it's written, the Vav is written Vav Aleph Vav, of Hashem's name Mo, She'oz Oilet, when that Aleph is missing, instead of Odom, instead of 45, you have 44. When you take away one from Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, you take out that Aleph, you have 44 instead, She'oz Oilet Dam, which equals Dam, blood, Bechinas Achorei Penei Ekeh, which is the numerical value of the Achorayim, of Hashem's name Ekeh. When you write it Aleph, Aleph Hey, Aleph Hey Yud, Aleph Hey Yud Kei, Ola Dam, which equals Dam, Kemuvan Kolze Bekisvei HaRizal, Bekama Mekoymois Al Pidarki HaKodesh. As is discussed in the writings of the Arizal, in several places, in a Kabbalistic manner. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likut Imran, in chapter 6 in Likut Imran, touched on this, but he explained it in a matter of chasidus. He explained showing how this plays a role in a Jew's coming close to Hashem and undergoing embarrassment, as he's going to touch on right now. Uvechol dor vador kefima shemizgaber kol echod liskariv latzadik remes mitoch bizyonoi sushvichas domim harbe. And so too, in each and every generation, to the degree that Jews struggle to come close to the true tzadik, and in doing so, they have to undergo bizyonos. They're embarrassed and insulted, and their blood is spilt, either physically or on a spiritual level. People, when a person is insulted, their face changes color. And we know in Breslov, and we know in general throughout the generations, when people wanted to be close to the tzaddik, very often they were insulted for it. They were embarrassed. Kain meir bechinas Moshe lebechinas Yeshua, shein bechinas Ra v'talmid kanal. To the degree that a Jew is willing to go through that and makes the effort to come close to the tzaddik, to that degree they make the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, the rabbi and the student. Validezeh korsin zarei shel Amalek. And in doing so, they help in making that connection and turning on those light bulbs, the upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph. They bring about, once that connection is made properly, it results in destroying Amalek. V'nasim kol hatikunim kanal, and all the tikunim that have been that we discussed in this chapter of Likutei Halachos, based on the chapter of Likutei Moharan, are all achieved. When a student tries to come close to his rabbi, to the tzaddik. Avol hamilchama arucha ma'id ma'id. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, this battle is very long. This isn't fast food. There's no shortcuts here. Ki Amalek humeyolam ritzua mardus liYisrael, because the Gemara says that Amalek is always a pain in the neck, you know, for Klal Yisrael. He's a thorn in our side. Umispashet b'chol pam ma'oid ma'oid, and Amalek spreads himself out, does his thing very, very strongly. B'cholius, on a general level, doing battle against Klal Yisrael as a nation. Ubiprotius, and in specific detail, al kol echot v'echot, doing battle with each individual Jew. V'alkein hiziranu atoyrag doshe, and this is why the Torah warns us, zochor eisa shirosa v'chol Amalek. Remember very well, always remember what Amalek did to you. Because a Jew has to always keep in mind this major battle, and for the Jew to know that his only recourse is to run to the tzaddik and to run to the Torah of the tzaddik. That's the only way of escaping Amalek and doing battle against Amalek. Ki rak hu loichem milchemes Amalek b'chol dor, because it's only the tzaddik of the generation, the greatest tzaddik, who is really the one involved in doing this battle against Amalek in every generation. Just as during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were other rabbis at the time, this one and that one, but the real one to lead the battle was Moshe Rabbeinu. Umachnis darkei hatshuva ba'olam l'chol echad v'echad. And it's the true tzaddik. He's the one that teaches everyone the true path of tshuva, bechinas bekiyas hanal, which is what we learned earlier, the two bokis, boki barotzui, boki b'shoi, boki b'aliyah, boki b'yerida, to teach a Jew how to deal with all the different situations in his life, situations when he's feeling strong about religion, and situations, chas v'shalom, when the person's feeling the opposite. Shehu bechinas melumad milchama, because the tzaddik is the one who is best versed in this battle against Amalek. Ad shenizke sheyovoi Moshiach b'mehirah v'yameinu, until we'll be zeicha eventually that Moshiach will come soon in our time. Sheoz yeh nichras zaroi legamri, and that's when the last vestige, the last trace of Amalek will be wiped out completely. Kama shekosuv sham, as it says over there in Parshas Zohar, V'hoyo b'haniach Hashem alokecha l'cho mikol oyvecha misavir b'oretz hasherata, you know, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, timche ezecher Amalek. That when Hashem will give the Jews a complete peace with Mashiach, then we'll finally address Amalek once and for all and do away with him completely. Ki kol knisas Eretz Yisrael hu al yidei zeh. Because the whole concept of Klal Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael is based on this, as is explained in chapter 6 in the first half of Likud Imran, which is the basis for this halacha. Inyan hagimel mitzvot shenitztavu b'knisas l'Yisrael, the discussion about the three mitzvot which the Jews were commanded upon entering into Eretz Yisrael. Shehu lahachris zara shel Amalek, which are, number one, to destroy Amalek, it's v'chulu, etc., etc., kanal, as we said earlier. While we're on this topic, I'd like to add one beautiful chiddush that I saw in the Yalkut Horuveni, which is a collection of Midrashim from different Sforim. And he writes there that we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu waged this battle against Amalek, this is after Klal Yisrael comes out of Mitzrayim, which is in Yod Yoma. We're just starting to, this Shabbos we're going to start Parsha Shmois, which is starting the section of time that's called Shoivovim, which is the Parshios in the Torah, Shmos, Voera, Boi, Beshalach, Yisrael, Mishpotim. These Parshios which deal with the whole concept of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim and coming out of Mitzrayim. And in Beshalach, at the end of Beshalach, when after Klal Yisrael already came out of Mitzrayim and suddenly they engage the worst enemy, the one who is called Reishis Goyim, the leader of all nations of the Goyim, the leader of the Sitra Achra, Amalek. So we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu, the battle was waged by a team of four people, especially four leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, and it says that Aharon and Hur held up his hands on both sides, and Yehoshua was the one who went out on a physical level with soldiers, you know, to engage Amalek in battle. So it was this team of four. So one of the Mefarshim brings that we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Hine Matoiv Umanoim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. How wonderful and sweet it is when brothers live together in peace, when there's a unity in Klal Yisrael, because a unity is the strongest koyach in the world to bring down our enemies, especially the Reishis Goyim Amalek. And they bring a remez to this, that the word Achim is Roshei Tevot, Aharon, Hur, Yehoshua, Moshe. That was why this specific team is what had this Siyata Dishmaya, this incredible assistance from above, to do battle against our worst enemy. And every single time that Yidden or Zeche, they get together for this purpose, to put aside any silly differences that there seem to be between us, the fact that Hashem created all of us different and we think differently, but we understand that we share the most important thing in our lives, we all share, we're all identical in our emunah, not identical, but we're all on a similar path in our faith in Hashem, in our faith in the Torah, in our faith in tzaddikim. It's that unity, that sheves achim gam yachad, that assures us the hatzlocha even against our worst of enemies. It's also brought on that pasuk that the words gam, if you know your Hebrew, the pasuk should say shevet achim yachad, when brothers live together. What's shevet achim, when brothers live gam yachad, also together? So it's brought that the word gam refers to the Shechina, that when Jews are united, when there's achdus between them, they're assured that the Shechina will always be present, that the presence of Hashem, that's the third party, is Hashem kavyochol. Right. And a remez to that is that the words gam yachad are begematria aleph dalet nun yud, the name of Hashem, to emphasize the presence of Hashem when there's an achdus among Yidden. We're continuing in paragraph Chof Ches. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take everything we spoke about till now and show how when there's a bris milah, when a bris milah is performed according to Torah law, it punches all the same buttons that we spoke about till here. When we spoke about the Aleph, the three sections of the Aleph, the three mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how the procedure of bris milah that the Torah gives us affects all the same tikkunim. And very often, the way Likutei Halachos was written, very often, based on what was going on in Rav Nosson Zal's life at the time, it's very possible that there was scheduled to be a bris in his family or among one of his close Talmidim. And he was involved in learning this topic, and he immediately used it as an overlay on what was going to take place to be able to understand how that mitzvah tied into what he was involved in learning at the time. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs milah. And this is tied into the mitzvah of milah. Ki avidei krisus ha'orlo u'shvichas domim shelatino ikshenish b'choz. Zeh b'chinas krisus zaroi shelamolik. Because in a bris milah, there's several things taking place. Number one, there's something called an orla, kavyachol, a tomei piece of flesh, something that's sitrachra, it's bad. And we take a knife and we cut that away. That represents this concept of krisus zarei shel amolek, cutting away amolek. And the blood that's spilt in a bris milah, when that cut is made, the child, the baby, experiences bleeding. That bleeding corresponds to the bleeding that we spoke about, the shvichas domim, that a student goes through in trying to come close to his rabbi. The embarrassment, the insults, from the in all kinds of different ways. Ki amolek hu bechinas zuama sorla, because amolek is represented by this filth, this tumah of the orla, bechinas pigamabris. Amolek is the symbol of pigamabris, all sins related to the mid of yisod. V'alkein cholak al mitzvas milah, and this is why we find that the Torah points out specifically that amolek took issue with the mitzvah of milah. Ki hoyachotech milois v'zorei klapimaila, because Rashi brings in Chumash from the Gemara that Amoed used to cut off milas and throw it heavenward. Kama Shikosav, as it says, Vayizanev Becho Kol HaNecheshalem Acharecho, on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Kisavo, which we read in Parshas Zohar, the Pasuk says over there, Vayizanev Becho, that Amalek was like a tail. He latched onto the Jews, and he fought against all those that were weak. HaNecheshalem Acharecho, Kama Shomer Azal, as the Sforam HaKadoshim tell us. It's brought that the word HaNecheshalem is made up of two words. If you'll take a look, the second, third, and fourth letters spell the word Nachash. You have the word Nachash there. And the remaining letters spell the word Mila, Mem Yud Lamed Hey. And again, I believe this is brought in the Yalkut HaRaveni, that this is what Amalek is all about. Amalek was the one, the word HaNecheshalem refers to the weaknesses in Klal Yisrael, weaknesses meaning that are caused by these two klipos, the Nachash, who does battle against the mitzvah of Mila specifically, meaning Pigama Bris. Okay, so that's the first step in a Bris Mila. The Chituch, the cutting of the Orla, covers two aspects of the Aleph, the lower portion of the Aleph, which is cutting away the Zera Shel Amalek, and the middle portion of the Aleph, which we said represents the Shvichas Domim and Bizyonos, that a person goes through, you know, in coming close to Tzadikim. That middle part of the Aleph was compared to the sky, if you recall. We spoke about the sun and the moon, the sun being the upper portion of the Aleph, the moon being the lower portion of the Aleph, and the Vav, that which connects them, was the sky, the multicolored sky, which corresponds to that multicolor that a person goes through on his face when he's insulted or embarrassed. Okay, that's the first phase of a Bris Mila. Now, Umitzvas Priya, the second step in the Bris Mila, whereby the Moel wraps around the skin and he uncovers the Atorah. It's called the Atorah, the crown of the Bris. Shalideze Nizgaleho Atorah, Ze Bechinas Limnois Melech. The word that's used is Atorah. Atorah means a crown. A crown represents a king. So that corresponds to this mitzvah of appointing a king, which the Jews were given upon entering Eretz Yisrael. Ki hizgalus ha'Torah zebechinas tikkun ha'bris. Because on a physical level, when the bris mila is performed and the Torah is revealed, that's an aspect of tikkun ha'bris. Shaydeze zoichin l'malchus. Because we know that a Jew who is strong in the area of tikkun ha'bris is zoichet to kingdom. Because Tikkun HaBris corresponds to the midah of Yesoid, of Hashem, and Yesoid is right next to Malchus. A person who fills in the light of Yesoid automatically is zeichet to the next item, which is Malchus, in the sequence of the midahs of Hashem. Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. Kemoi Yosef HaTzadik. As we find an example of Yosef HaTzadik, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man denotir bris zocho lemalko. One who proves himself to be pure in Shmiras HaBris is zochet to kingdom. And this is why we understand that right after Yosef HaTzadik was zochet to pass the test with Potiphar's wife, when he was taken out of prison, he walked right into that role of assistant king, viceroy to the king. And he was mamish. On a physical level, he was the one who ran the economy of Mitzrayim. V'achakach noisnim shem latinoik. The next step in a bris mila is where we give a name to the baby. Ze bechinas nekudo ha'elyona. This corresponds to the upper portion of the Aleph. Ki shem shel Yisrael kodul b'shmo yisborach. Because the name of a Jew, the name of Klal Yisrael, is plugged into Hashem's name, Kaviyochel. Ki Shmoi Meshutov Bishmeinu, because the Gemara says, Hashem has placed his name as part of our name. We know Klal Yisrael, the word Yisrael, has that Aleph Lamed at the end, Kael, which is the name of Hashem. We're called Bnei Yeshurun also. You know. And in each one of the Shvotim, when Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the names of the Shvotim, Shevet Haruveni, Hashimoni, and so on and so forth, the hey in front and the yud in back show that Hashem was being meshatev his name, joining his name to ours. כי השם נמשך משורש החיוס של ישראל, מבחינת ישראל עולה במחשבה תחילה. Because the name of a baby, when a Jewish child is being named, or the name of each and every single Jew, originates from the source of chiyus of Klal Yisrael, which is kaviyochol the machshava of Hashem, because the Gemara uses this terminology Yisrael olah b'machshava tchila, that the Jews were part of kaviyochol Hashem's original thought, sheze bechinas nekudo helyona, and this machshava, this level called machshava, machshava tchila, refers to the upper part of the Aleph, which is the upper three sphera, the upper three midos of Hashem, Keser, Chochma, Bina, the Moichen, as they're called. V'oz Nishlam Bechinas Aleph. And when all these steps of the Bris Milah are accomplished, the Chituch, cutting away the Arla, spilling the blood, the Priya, and then giving the name, then we've filled in, we've plugged in, we've pushed all the buttons of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, the middle part of the Aleph, and the upper part. Shadezeh nishlam bechinas odom. And as we had learned in that chapter in the Kuteman, that when the Aleph is bishleimus, Rav Nosson Zal explained how in the steps of a bris milah, all of that is being accomplished. And he discussed four basic steps. Number one is the chituch, cutting away the arla. Number two was the blood that's being spilt in the process. Number three was the priya, which is stripping away a piece of skin and wrapping it over to be megale the atorah, as it's called, to reveal the crown of the bris. And step number four was announcing a name for the child. And Rav Nosson Zal showed how all of these four steps in a bris milah correspond to and affect the same tikkun as the three mitzvahs as Klal Yisrael had upon entering Eretz Yisrael, and as the shleimus of this Aleph, which represents the kesher between rabbi and student. The cutting away the Orla corresponds to the cutting away of Amalek. Amalek is called Orla. And we know that Amalek specifically is tied into Bris Milah, because the Gemara says that Amalek was chaytech milois v'zorkon lamala. That's an expression that's used about Amalek when they came to do battle against Klal Yisrael. The blood being spilt corresponds to the Shvichas Domim and Bizyonis that we spoke about, which corresponds to the middle portion of the Aleph, which is the Rokia, which connects the sun and the moon, and that relates to the Shvichas Domim that a person goes through in trying to come close to the Tzaddik, the Bizyonis, which again are part of the connection between the rabbi and student. Then came the Priya, which was, we said, Nizgale Ho'atoro, we say by the Priya, which correspond, Atorah is Malchus, kingdom. And that refers to the mitzvah of appointing a king upon entering Eretz Yisrael. That's the part of that middle part of the Aleph. And we said that a person who is Zeichet to Shmiras HaBriz is Zeichet to Malchus. And then finally, when we announce the name of the child at the Bris Milah, when we give a name, Rav Nosson Zal showed how the name of a Jew is tied into the name of Hashem. Shmoi Mishutav Bishmeinu, it's written. And we gave several examples of that. The word Yisroel has the Aleph Lamed of Kael in it, you know, Hashem's name. And also when the Shvotim are referred to as Har Uveni, Hashimoni, the hay in front and the yud in back, showing that Hashem's name is bound to ours. And that connection to the name of Hashem is a concept of the upper portion of the Aleph, because we said that the Gemara says Yisrael Ola B'machshava Tchila, that Klal Yisrael was part of the original thought of Hashem. Machshava Tchila refers to the highest level of Kiddusha, like the upper portion of the Aleph. And then, when all of these things, when we push all of these buttons, Kaviyachol, that's when we have the Shleimus of this word Oda, we have the Shleimus of the Ois Aleph, and the dam, that shvichas domim, which forms the word odom. Ki rak ato hatinoik bebechinas odom. I'm continuing inside the Likutei Halachos, the last three lines of this first paragraph in Chav Ches. Because it's only now, after the Bris Milah, that the child is referred to as odom. Ki kishor lo choyfe al habris, ein ze tmunas odom. Because so long as the child still had the orla covering the bris, the child was not classified as Odom. V'alkein rak Yisrael shehem nimoilim kruyim odom. And therefore it's only the Jewish people who have a bris milah, they're the ones who have this title, this honorable title called odom. As the Gemara says on the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, odom ki yakriv mikem korban lashem, the Gemara says, atem kruyim odom. Klal Yisrael is referred to as odom. Now, Rav Nosson Zalman adds, V'alkein mila doiches Shabbos. And based on this explanation of the mitzvah of mila, you'll understand why the halacha is that we do a bris mila even on Shabbos. It takes preference over, it's doche, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ki af al pi shekidusha Shabbos govoya ma'oid ma'oid, because despite the fact that Shabbos is very, very holy, shafilu binyan beis hamikdash nidches mipono v'kanal, where we even put aside the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. In the case of Shabbos, Shabbos takes preference over the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash. Afal pikein ef sher lahamshich kedusha Shabbos b'zeh ha'olam kiyem al yidei Yisrael daika. Despite all of that, we know that there's no such thing as Shabbos in this world without the Jews. Kemo shekosu, as we say in Shmon Esrei on Shabbos morning, V'loi nesatoi Hashem Elokeinu legoyei ho'arotzois, Hashem did not give the mitzvah of Shabbos to the other nations. Ki li Yisrael amcho nesatoi bi'avo, Hashem only gave this mitzvah to the Jewish people. Ki Yisrael v'Shabbos heim b'china achas, because Klal Yisrael and the mitzvah of Shabbos are one. Bechinas klolis hagdusha yona b'sharosha, they represent a composite of Hashem's holiness in its from its source. Kimuvon b'seder havdola shemavorchin, as is expressed in the havdola that we say, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben Yisrael lo'amin, ben yom ashvi l'sheishes himei amasa. Those two go together. The difference between Klal Yisrael and the other nations is the difference between Shabbos and the other 6 days. So we see that Shabbos is only associated with Yisrael. Ki Shabbos b'chinas klolius ha-Torah b'sharosha. Because Shabbos, which is a composite of the entire Torah from its source, because we know the Gemara says, if a person keeps Shabbos, they get credit as if they kept the entire Torah. And if a person's mechalel Shabbos, it's as if they violated the entire Torah. So Shabbos is a composite of the entire Torah. V'Yisrael, the Kutche Baruch Hu, Kulu Chad. So that the Torah, which is Shabbos, and Klal Yisrael and Hashem are all one. Bebechinas, as we say on Shabbos in the Shmon Esrei for Mincha, Ato Echod, V'Shimcho Echod, Umi Kamcha Yisrael, Goyechod Boretz, Tiferes Gedula V'Ateres Yeshua, Yoim Menucha Gedusha, Liam Chonasoto. Hashem is one, His name is one, the name of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is called Kula Shmoiso Shavakadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah contains in it all the different names of Hashem. And we know that Shabbos is called Shmo Dekutche Baruch Hu. The Zohar Kodesh says Shabbos, that's why a person's not supposed to say the words Good Shabbos, let's say, in a bathroom Chas V'Shalom, or even in a mikvah, in a Beis HaMerchatz. Because Shabbos is a name of Hashem, Kaviyochel. It's brought that we know that there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, and there are 5 letters, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, which have doubles to them. When they appear at the end of a word, they're written differently than when they appear in the beginning or middle. Yeah. It's brought that those 22 and 5 correspond to Zohar and Nekeva. The 22 letters of the Aleph Beis are an aspect of Zohar. The 5 letters, the letter He is always feminine, Nekeva, Nukva, those 5 represent the female. If we take Hashem's most basic name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which has a numerical value of 26, and we multiply 26 by 27, which is the 22 and the 5, the Zohar Nekeva, it's Begimatria Shabbos, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why the Zohar Kodesh says that the word Shabbos represents Hashem's name Bishlemus, like in Kaviyochel, in all aspects of Zohar and Akeva. It's like all 27 letters of the Aleph Beis pumped into Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei equals Shabbos. And this is why it's impossible to draw the holiness of Shabbos into this world without the only ones who can do that are Klal Yisrael, Alidei Shehem Shomer Mesa Shabbos, through by our keeping the mitzvah of Shabbos. Because the other nations in the world have no ability whatsoever to draw the holiness of Shabbos, which is so high and so hidden. And therefore we find, on the contrary, the law is that if a goy keeps Shabbos, he's chayav misa. Because for a goy to keep Shabbos is like plugging a 60,000 watt bulb into an outlet that can only handle, you know, like putting a plug of a 60,000 watt appliance into an outlet that's set up to handle 6 watts, and it blows the whole thing. That's this concept of riboy oyer. It's for a goy doesn't have the vessel to receive the incredible bright light of Shabbos. And riboy oyer is one of the causes of death, as is known. V'zeh sheyozdu razal b'seder ha'tfila shel Shabbos. And this is why our rabbis included in the tefillah of Shabbos, lefikoch yefaru vivorchu lo'el kol yitzurov. That it's for this reason that all the creations of Hashem bless him and praise him. Shevach, Yikor, Ugedula, Yitnu, Lokel, Melech, Yotzer, Koel. They offer praise and greatness to the King who has created all. Hamanchil Menucha, La'amo Yisrael, Bigdushosoi, B'yom Shabbos Kodesh. The Hashem who has designated rest for his Jewish people on the day of Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos nimshach b'chinas shviso menucha l'chol ha'yitzurim. Because on Shabbos, on one hand, all of creation receives a bracha of menucha, of rest. Shaydeze kol kiyumam, upon which their survival depends on. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, vayechulu ha'shemayim v'oretz v'chol tzvom, vayechalakim ha'yim ha'shim v'lachtoi, that Hashem completed the creation on the seventh day. V'dor shrazal, the Gemara asks, ma hoya ha'ilam choser, what do you mean? What was lacking, what was not done within the first 6 days? So the Gemara answers, menucha, the concept of rest had not yet been created. Bo Shabbos, bo menucha. When Shabbos arrived, that's when the concept of rest was introduced into the creation. Kol sof enigmara hamalocha. And that was the completion of the creation. Aval kol hachiyus digdusha, v'ha menucha v'ashvisa, shenimshach b'Shabbos al kol yitzurov, however, this rest that the entire world receives on Shabbos comes from Klal Yisrael keeping Shabbos. And it's for this reason that all the nations and all other members of creation are required to praise Hashem over Hashem's giving the mitzvah of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. Ki al yedei shmiras Yisrael es haShabbos, al yedei zeh nimshach aleihem naichu shvisa v'kanal. Because when Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos, that's what spreads this light of rest upon the rest of the world. V'afilu koydem adin Torah, and even before the actual Matan Torah, the world existed and was maintained in the schus of the fact that Hashem knew that the Jews would eventually receive the Torah and keep Shabbos. And this is why the Pasuk says, "V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, la'asos es haShabbos, etc." Beini uvein bnei Yisrael oisi. It's a link, a covenant between me and the Jewish people. K'alidei kedusha Shabbos shenitno rak li Yisrael, royin gedulas Yisrael. Because it's through the holiness of Shabbos, which was given only to Klal Yisrael, that's how the world gets to see the greatness of the Jews. Shenosan lohem yoyim menuchos lenachlo. That Hashem has given us this day of rest to be our portion. Kemaisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Kisoid Kidusha Shabbos, who rak Beinoy and Bnei Israel, Because the secret of the holiness of Shabbos is something that's shared only by Hashem and the Jews, and with nobody in between.
Bebechinas uvesimchosoi lo yisarev zor, as the pasuk says that in Hashem's simcha, no outsider should or can get involved. V'alkein mila doicha Shabbos, and based on this, we could understand why mila supersedes Shabbos. And we go ahead and actually do a bris mila on Shabbos. Ki rak al yidei mitzvas mila nasa b'chinas Sodom, b'chinas ish Yisrael. Because it's only through having a bris mila that a person becomes an Odom, a Jew. Sheyesh lo chelik b'hamshochas kedusha Shabbos b'zeh olam kanal. Which means that he plays a role in bringing the kedusha of Shabbos into the world. V'alkein bevadai mitzvah zois doicha Shabbos. And that's why, obviously, the mitzvah of Mila is doicha Shabbos, ki hu tikun b'chinas Odom, shu kedushas Yisrael, shekol kedusha Shabbos toli bohem. Because Mila is the tikun of Odom, which is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, on which the whole kedusha of Shabbos is dependent on. The kedusha of Shabbos is dependent on the kedusha of Klal Yisrael.
V'zehu mamish inyan pikuach nefesh shedoicha Shabbos. Based on what we've been discussing till now, Rav Nosson Zal says, we can understand very well the law in the Shulchan Aruch, that if there's a question of pikuach nefesh, then we put aside the laws of Shabbos, mitam, and the reasoning that's given for this is. Better that we desecrate one Shabbos now than have the person die where many Shabbatot will be desecrated by the fact that the person is not living anymore to sanctify those Shabbatot. Rav Nosson Zal explains, She'ikar hatam, the main reasoning is, ki kishenechsar echod miYisrael mehoilam, that when a Jew is taken out of the world, passes away, nechsar hamshochas kedusha Shabbos mizeh ho'ilom kanal. Then a degree of being able to bring Shabbos into this world leaves with him. Because as we learned before, it's Shabbos was given over to Bnei Yisrael, specifically, as we say in Shmon Esrei, v'loi nesatoi Hashem alakein elgoi harotzois. Hashem did not give Shabbos to the other nations. Hashem gave it to the Jews. And each and every single Jew plays a very important role in being mamshich the kiddush of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael and to the entire world, as we mentioned in the previous paragraph. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, v'chein machmazeh mila doicha Shabbos. And it's for the same reason that we say pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, that we also say that mila, a bris mila, is doicha Shabbos. That we do go ahead and make a bris on Shabbos itself, despite the fact that it involves supposedly violating the laws of Shabbos, in causing bleeding, etc. Ki al yidei mitzvas milo nase b'chinas Odom, because as we learned earlier, just as Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Torah Vov and Likud Imran, that by a Jew, a student coming close to his Rebbe and undergoing bizyonis and shvichas domim, that generates the holiness of the letter Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph being the rabbi, the lower part of the Aleph being the student, and the bushois and bizyonis, the shvichas domim, represents the middle part of the Aleph, which is like the sky, which connects heaven and the sun and the moon, the rabbi and student. Rav Nosson Zal had showed us that in the procedure of Bris Mila, the different steps that we take in Bris Mila also punch those same buttons of the upper part of the Aleph and the lower part and the middle part, and the dam, the blood that's spilled at the Bris Mila, that all generates the Bechina of Odom, the Odom Hayoshev Alakisei, V'nichlal B'kedushas Yisrael. And it's at that point that this Jew, who was just born 8 days ago, becomes an official member of the holiness of Klal Yisrael. Shaydezeh nimshach al yodei kedusha Shabbos. And that's what allows him to play a role in helping to draw the holiness of Shabbos to Bnei Yisrael and to the world. V'alkein hu doicha Shabbos. And it's for that reason that the mitzvah of Bris Milah is Doiche Shabbos. Ki kol hamshochas kedusha Shabbos al yidei Yisrael kanal, b'chinas Bris Olam b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the entire ability to draw Shabbos into the world comes through B'nai Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, that it's a Bris Olam, a covenant with the world, B'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael, that's affected by Hashem and B'nai Yisrael. V'alkein Milo v'Shabbos hem train Sahadin. And it's for this reason that Bris Milah and the mitzvah of Shabbos are the two witnesses that testify or that attest to Klal Yisrael, to their kesher with Hashem. Ki shnehem tluyim ze bo ze. Because these two, Milah and Shabbos, are very much dependent on each other. Ki ei efshar lahamshich kedusha Shabbos ki ma yidei Yisrael hachasumim b'chosam hakodesh u'mitzvos Milah. Because it's impossible to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the world other than through the Jews, who have the insignia, the seal of the Bris Milah upon them. Shaydeze nase ish Yisrael. That's what makes the person into a Jew, the Bris. V'chein yefsher lehiskayim b'kdushas Yisrael kim al yidei Shabbos. And in addition, it's impossible for a Jew to have, to possess, or to retain his holiness as a Jew without the mitzvah of Shabbos. Why? Ki ikar hakdusha hu kedushas habris. Because we know that the main source of holiness in Yiddishkeit is shmiras habris, to the degree that a person perfects himself in being pure in all items related to women. Avol ze'irin inun dezachim azeh b'shleimus. However, the reality is that there are very few Jews that are zeche to be really perfect in that. Avol ikar kiyum roiv Yisrael she'enum tzadikim koroi b'kdusha sabris. So therefore, what ends up sustaining the rest of Klal Yisrael, who are not the vast majority of Jews, who are not perfect in tikkun abris? The answer is b'frat she'yesh harbe moed she'pogmo b'zeh kemo she'pogmo, especially since we know that there are many Jews that not only are they not so pure, but in fact they've caused major defectiveness in Tikkun HaBris. So what sustains them? The answer is, Kol Kiyumam Al Yidei Mitzvas Milah V'Shabbos. What sustains their holiness is these two mitzvahs. The fact that they had a Bris Milah when they were 8 days old, and the fact that they're associated with Shabbos. Ki Al Yidei Mitzvas Milah Kol Yisrael Nikroim B'Shem Tzadikim, Kama Shekosov Rabbein Azal B'Torah Tzivisa Tzedek. Because Rabbein Azal makes a statement in Likut Imran that the fact that there's a pasuk that says Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, that Klal Yisrael are all Tzadikim, and we know that the Zohar HaKodesh says that the title Tzadik is earned only for Tikkun HaBris, how does that make any sense if not all of Klal Yisrael is perfect in Tikkun HaBris? The answer is, Rabbein Azal says, that each and every single Jew who has a Bris Milah when he's 8 days old is a Bechinas Tzadik, has a Nekudah of Tzadik. Val Yedei Shabbos Zoichen L'Tshuva. And it's through the mitzvah of Shabbos that each and every single Jew, even those who haven't been, who've been far from perfect in Tikkun HaBris, Shabbos allows us to be Zoichen to Tshuva. To be able to give ourselves the encouragement that we need and the motivation to improve and to correct what we need to correct, no matter where we're holding. As we've learned earlier, that Shabbos was Bechinas Tshuva. And through Tshuva, all of us are zeche to be part of that holiness of Am Yisrael. V'alkein Shabbos u'Milah hem train sahadin kanal. And it's for this reason that these two items specifically are referred to as the witnesses that attest to the kesher of a Jew with Hashem. U'b'chol, however, during the weekdays, hem ho'edus, tefillin u'Milah. It's written that the two witnesses are the mitzvah of tefillin and bris milah. Ki gam b'chol kol kiyumenu hu al yidei Shabbos shemachaye kol yamayis ha'shavua kamuva. Because even during the 6 days of the week, What sustains us is Shabbos. Shabbos is that which gives spirituality and spiritual life to all 7 days of the week. Rak shebechol, yefshel hamchshir kedusha Shabbos kim aydei shemekashon al atzmon atfilin agdoshim. It's just that during the weekdays, the vehicle that gives us the ability to draw the holiness of Shabbos upon us, that type of holiness, is the mitzvah of tefillin. Avol Shabbos kodosh me'atzmoy. Whereas on Shabbos, the day itself is holy. V'osor az lohaniach tefillin. The Jew is forbidden to put on tefillin. Ki agidei kedusha Shabbos bi'atzmoy nechlolin v'nekshorim bo'yisbora. Because on that day, it's the holiness of Shabbos itself that binds us with Hashem. During the six days of the week, we need a tefillin to bind us to Hashem and to help us draw the type of holiness of Shabbos upon us. On Shabbos, it's the day itself that does it. Paragraph Choftes. Umeyotzim Mailas Kedusha Shabbos. Alkein Afilu Mitzvah Tkia Shofar Rosh Hashanah Nidches Mipnei Gzeiras Shavus Shel Shabbos. And because of the fact that Shabbos is so holy, that's why even the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, as important as it is, gets put aside because of the gzeirah, the shavus of Shabbos. Because the rabbis were afraid that if we're going to allow the Jews to blow shofar on Shabbos, they might come to carry the shofar in the Rishus HaRabim. Kimo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, She Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos Ein Toikin B'Shofar. That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, we do not blow shofar that day. V'hatam mishum shemo yavirenu dalar ames b'rishus harabim. The reason it's given is because the rabbis were afraid that we might come to carry the shofar in rishus harabim. Somebody who's going to want to learn how to blow or practice is going to want to take the shofar to somebody else's home, and by doing that, they might come to carry. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki b'shabbos osur lohitzioi lahachnes mirishus harabim lirishus hayochid. Because we know that on Shabbos a Jew is forbidden to transfer any object from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, or to carry Dalai Lama's in the Rishus HaRabim. V'hatana hischil mesecht Shabbos b'isur hoitzo daiko. And it's interesting to note that Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi began Mesecht Shabbos with this specific mitzvah. The first mitzvah that's discussed in the Gemara Shabbos is Hotzoh, Ukamay Sham Razal, and as the Gemara explains, Hotzoh, Aidi de Chavivilei, Akdama Bereshav, that this mitzvah of carrying on Shabbos, because it is so beloved to the rabbis, therefore, that's why they put it first, the discussion related to that. V'ze b'chinas yitzias ha-shabos shtayim shein arba b'fnim u'shtayim shein arba b'chutz. And if you'll take a look at the Mishnah there, it opens with these words, that the laws of transferring from one type of location to another on Shabbos are basically two, which become four, both inside a house and two which are four outside. And the Mishnah goes ahead and gives examples. Ketzad, what would be the examples of this? Ha'oni oimed b'chutz. If you have, for example, a poor man standing outside a house, u'balabayit b'fnim, and you have a person that lives in the house is inside, and the oni puts his hand through the window to receive something, and the Mishnah gives a variety of examples. Rav Nosson Zal explains this now, al pi chasidus, al pi Torah Vav and Likud Emran. Pnim v'chutz, zebechinas ayel v'nofik. When the Mishnah discusses inside and outside, that corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal says in Likud Emran about a Jew moving forward and retreating in trying to come close to Hashem. Ayel means to enter, and nofik means to go out. U'bebechinas ayel yesh rotzoi v'shoiv, v'chein bebechinas nofik. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us in Likud Imran that in each one of these steps, when a person is trying to come close to Hashem, when they're in a state of aliyah, when they're moving forward or upwards, in that there's also a dual procedure of rotzoi v'shoiv, going up and going down. V'chein bebechinas v'nofik. And so too when a Jew is in a state of yerida, going down, going out, within the going down,
there is also rotzoi v'shoy. There's also an aspect of going up and going down. V'ho'oni v'abalabayis hem b'chinas hora v'hatalmid. And when the Mishnah uses the terminology, the balabayit and the oni, the poor person who's coming to receive from the balabayit, that corresponds to the student who comes to receive from the rabbi. In fact, we find there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate is that person who shares his wisdom, his knowledge, with a dal, with a poor person. So we see that the term dal or oni is synonymous with the Talmud, the one who's on the receiving end. Bechinas Moshe v'Yeshua, which corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, Bechinas Chama Olavana, the sun and the moon, Shehem Bechinas Nekudo Helyoino Nekuda Tachtoino, which correspond to the upper and lower parts of the Aleph. V'ho'oni oimeid b'chutz hu bebechinas v'nofik neged abalabayis shubifnim bechinas ayil. And when the Mishnah shows us the example of the oni who's standing outside, Rav Nosnal says that oni represents the concept of Yerida compared to the balabayit who is bifnim, who's on the inside. V'etzel b'chinas balabayis b'yatzmoy yesh b'chinas ayil v'nofik. And we said that by both the student and the rabbi, each one of them has their own aspect of aliyah and Yerida. So that's why the Mishnah says that within the examples of the balabayit, there's an example of chutz and pnim, and within the example of oni, there's an example of chutz and pnim. Ubein bebechinas ayil, ubein bebechinas venofik, yesh rotzoi v'shoi. As we mentioned earlier, that both within the aliyah, the rabbi, and the yerida, the student, within each one of them, there's an aspect of rotzoi v'shoi, going up and going down. V'chein eitzel ha'oni shu neged ha'balabayis b'chinas v'nofik, yesh boi gamkein b'chinas ayil v'nofik. And therefore, in the example of the Mishnah, when we deal with the ani, with the poor person, compared to the balabayit, the poor person is an aspect of yerida. Here also, by the oni, there are two examples given, an example of ayil and nofik, an example of aliyah and yerida. U'b'chol echad yesh rotzoi v'shoiv. And by each one of these two, there's a concept of going up and going down. V'alkein heim shtayim sheheim arba b'fnim, v'shtayim sheheim arba b'chutz. And therefore the Mishnah summarizes that in the examples that are given there of transferring from one rishus to another, it's basically two examples that apply to the person on the inside and two examples that apply to the person on the outside. But the two can be further broken out to be four. So it ends up being a total of eight examples. And the reason is for this concept of Aliyah and Yerida. And within Aliyah and Yerida, within Aliyah, there's a concept of Rotzoi V'Shoiv. And within Yerida, there's a concept of Rotzoi V'Shoiv. That's how it becomes a total of eight cases. So that Rav Nosson Zal here took that first mission of Shabbos, which is dealing on a halachic level, you know, in Pshat, And on a level of drush, on a level of chassidus, is showing us how it corresponds to the whole concept of a Jew with Ali and Yerida. Ki hatzadik v'horav b'chinas Moshe shu b'chinas Ayel shu b'chinas balabayis shelo oilam shoimei b'fnim yesh etzloi b'yatzmoi b'chinas Ayel v'nofik. Because now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because the rabbi, the tzaddik, who is Bechinas Moshe, who is Bechinas Aliyah, Ayil, who is the compared to the balabayit in the Mishnah in Shabbos, because he is actually one of the titles of tzaddik, is balabayit of the world. He's called the Rosh Bayis. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in the word Bereshis, we have the entire Torah. And the Zohar Kodesh shows many ways to show this. One of the ways is that the word Bereshis can be broken up into two words, Rosh Bayis, the leader or the master of the house, which is the title given to the tzaddikim, Eile Roshei Beis Avoisam, as the pasuk says in Chumash, She'oimei Bifnim, and he's the one who's standing on the inside, Yesh Etzloi Biatzmoi Bechinas Ayil V'Nofik. By the tzaddik also, there's an aspect of aliyah and yerida, meaning ki yesh loy avoidos pnimios v'chitzonios, kemo shekos b'mokom achar b'simen chofei. Because even by great tzaddikim, there are two types of avodos. There's when he's involved in his deep learning, which is a concept of pnimius, and there's when he's involved in his eating or sleeping or providing his bodily needs, things like that, which is considered an aspect of chitzonius. Ukishoisek bidvekus lashem yizborachu b'avodos pnimius b'toyrav etfila zebechinas ayel etzloi. During those times that the tzaddik is involved with dveikus tashem and Torah and tefillah, that's his bechina of ayil. V'gam shom yesh rotzoi v'shoiv. And in doing that, in doing his learning and davening, he goes through his concept of aliyah and yerida within the avodos pnimiyos. Ki afilu b'shas hadveikus v'habito tzorach sheyeloi rotzoi v'shoiv sho yizbat legamri kiyadua. Because we know, Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likutei Moran, that even when a tzaddik is going through his avodos pnimius, his learning and his dveikus tashem, he has to be careful to not to go too far. Otherwise, he'll die from it. In other words, so he'll blast off too high or too far, or be mevatel himself too much to Hashem, where chas v'shalom, he'll go up without coming back down. As we find the Gemara tells us of four tzaddikim who went up to the Pardes, and the Gemara says one of them died in the process, one of them lost his mind, seemingly. This means a concept of going up without coming back down. And so too, when the tzaddik goes outside, which is a concept of venofik, a concept of yerida on his level, meaning, meaning when he leaves his total dveikut tashem in order to involve himself in bodily needs such as eating, drinking, sleeping, or to speak to people, to communicate with people, which for the tzaddik means stepping down. Even at times like that, the tzaddik is still maintaining a very high level of dveikus to Hashem. Aval hakoil bebchinas rotzui v'shoi. But it's always in this concept of going up and coming back down. V'ze bechinas shtayim shehin arba b'fnim. This is what the Mishnah was referring to when it said that regarding the person on the inside, the balabayit, there are two examples which become four. Meaning, there's a concept of ayil v'nofik, and with each one, within ayil, there's rotzoi v'shoiv, and within nofik, there's rotzoi v'shoiv. U'bevadai b'chinas v'nofik shel atzadik b'chinas Moshe, govoya harbe mib'chinas ayil shel shar ho'ilam, shem b'chinas ha'talmidim, shem b'chinas Yeshua. And Rav Nosson Zal says one thing's for sure, that the tzaddik's yerida, his chitzonius, is on a much higher level than the student's pnimius, than the student's learning. The tzaddik's eating and sleeping is on a much, much higher level of dveikus tashem and kedusha than the student's limud haTorah. U'kamei shekosuv b'simen chof he'anal b'haTorah ach v'lon mona ayin shom, as is expounded on in chapter 25 in the first half of Likud Imran, which begins with the words ach v'lon mona. V'chein etzel ho'ilom kol echod l'fi b'chinos yishim b'chinas v'nofik k'neged atzadik gam etzlom yesh etzel kol echod v'yechod b'chinas ayil v'nofik. And so too, regarding the rest of the world, regarding the tzadikim, even though they are all considered to be an aspect of chitzonius compared to the tzadik who's a b'chin of pnimius, still, even by the rest of the world, there is an aspect of ayil v'nofik, meaning an aspect of pnimius and chitzonius. Ki kishoisek b'toyro utfilo, because when each and every single Jew is involved in his limud, in his learning and davening, zebechinas ayil kanal, that's the concept of aliyah. And when the Jew leaves the Beis Medrash, he leaves the shul to go do business or to eat. That's, compared to the first part, that's an aspect of yerida, an aspect of chitzonius. And even when an ordinary person is involved in limud haTorah, he's got to do it with an aspect of rotzoi vashoy, going up and coming back down. Ki tzrichin ledabek esatzmoi b'Hashem Yisborach tomid b'bechinas rotzoi vashoy. Because a Jew has to always see to it that his connection to Hashem should be in the concept of rotzoi vashoy, jumping up, reaching up, and then being able to come back down, being able to let go. And even when an ordinary Jew is involved in doing, conducting his business, earning his livelihood, or eating or drinking, he must remember Hashem. He makes a bracha before he eats, a bracha after he eats. He says a dvar Torah at the table. But it's always in an aspect of rotzoi v'shoi. Not to try to go too far in either direction, in or out, to go out of bounds. Let's say a person, for example, a person's going to say a Dvar Torah at the table. He's got his family sitting at the table. If he tries to give a six-hour Dvar Torah, obviously he's going to blow them away and himself away, you know, etc. It's too much. It's a bechina of rotzoi without shoiv. And at the same time, when he's in an aspect of a shoiv, when he's lowering himself in being showing a willingness to speak about worldly items or things like that in order to be makarav, there also you got to know boundaries. Person wants to tell a joke at the table, said everybody should be in a good mood. He's got to know that a joke has its boundaries. Certain jokes are okay, certain jokes are not okay, even if the people are going to laugh. You know, ki afilu bigdusha. Because even when we're talking about holiness, about coming close to Hashem, a person needs to know that there are boundaries and that a person is not allowed to try to enter where he has no permission to enter. How much more so if we're talking about a Jew going out in the world of chitzonius, you know, when he's not in the Beis Medrash, when he's not involved in Torah, when he's not speaking about religious items, tzrichin lishmar ma'oid ma'oid hamachshava shebamayach, the person has to watch his mind very, very carefully, shelo yetze chutz migvul hakdusha, not to allow it to slide out of bounds. V'yalkein heim shtayim shehin arba gam b'chutz. And it's for this reason that the Mishnah over there in Shabbos mentions that there are two which become four, even in chutz, even by the oni who's on the outside. Va'ayin betchilas mesechta Shabbos ha-pilpul she-bi-gemorah al-mishna zois, beiz shein dalet. Look in the beginning of the Gemara of Shabbos, where the Gemara goes into a whole discussion about what's meant by two which become four. Shehikshu, where the Gemara asks over there, hani t'manya, tarte srei hava. What are you talking about? You're presenting it as eight cases. It's eight. It's really 12. And then the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? It's really 16. Because as Rabbeinu Zal had said in Likutei Moran and Torah Vov, that regarding this concept of Aliyah and Yerida, Ayil and Nofik, there are many different variations. V'chein mashekosav mikoidem, Rishuyes Ktoni, and also in what the Gemara says over there earlier, that we're talking about Rishuyes, we're talking about different boundaries. Rishusayochad, Rishusayochad, Rabin. V'chein kol akiras chefetz mimkoimoi, tana hoitsoi korilei. And also regarding what the Gemara says over there, that whenever a Jew moves something from its original place, that's also an aspect of hoitso, that's also called carrying, etc. Va'ayin lekamon. Rav Nosson Zal says, stay tuned. I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more further. Paragraph Lamed. V'chol halametes melochos shoisim b'chol sheishes yimei ha'maisa kulam hem birurim kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, the 39 acts of work which a Jew is involved in during the 6 days of the week, they are all an aspect of birurim. Birurim means refinements, whereby we're trying to sort out the holiness from unholiness and purify it and elevate it. Levarer hakedusha mechutz lipnim, to sort out the aspects of holiness that are found in a state of chutz that are on the outside and be able to bring them inside the boundary of kedusha. Ki bevadai ikar hakedusha hu bifnim, because obviously
the main place of holiness is inside, bebechinas ayil, in the form of aliyah. Rak shetzrichen liyos boki gam bebechinas venothik. However, in order for a Jew to be able to keep going up, the person has to also know how to go down, how to go out. Ki bishvil zeh bo ha'odom lezeh ha'olam, because this is the reason why Hashem has placed the person in this world. Bishvil nisoyon u'bechira, for the person to be tested and to be given a choice. Sheyiyeh muchroch lotzeis lachutz lasek b'tzorchei aguf, whereby Hashem created man in such a way that it's impossible for a human being to be dovuk Hashem 24 hours a day in the same manner, but rather a human being has to go out of the Kedusha. He has to eat, he has to sleep, he has to use the bathroom. Sheshom ikar hanisoyon, and it's when the person is involved in tzorchei haguf, that's where the main test comes in. V'tzorech liyoyz bokisham ma'oid shelo yita b'dovor, and the person has to be extremely smart to be able not to make a mistake when he's involved in this chutz. Rak yamoid b'nisoyim, but rather that the person should pass the test, v'yavarer ma shetzorech levarer, and succeed in refining what he needs to refine, v'yachnis b'chol pam michutz l'pnim, and always be involved in bringing sparks of holiness that are found in the chitzonius into the pnimius. V'zeh avoidas kol adam b'zeh ha'olam, this is the avoida of every single Jew in this world. V'al kein higdim hatano hoitzo b'reisha, and it's for this reason that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi chose to open up the discussion about the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Gemara of Shabbos, with the topic of hoitzo, the topic of transferring from one place to another place. Ki kol hamalochos klulim b'isur hoitzo mirshus l'rishus, because all aspects of melacha, all aspects of work that a Jew does, are basically involved in this concept of being moitzi meirishus l'rishus. Ki kol hamalochos hem bechinas birurim mirishus rabim l'rishus ayochid, shehu rishus yechidoi shaloylam, kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh. Because the Zoyer HaKodesh tells us that when we use the terminology rishus hayochid, the private domain, versus the term Rishus HaRabim, public domain, Rishus HaYochid refers to the place of Hashem, because Hashem is called Yechidoi Shel Olam, the Yachid, the individual of the world, the unity of the world. And Rishus HaRabim is referred to the place of Chitzonius, the place of the Klipos, the Shuk, that kind of place. And all malachos that Jews are involved are in doing usually is an involvement in making birurim, taking things from a state of being distant from Hashem and trying to bring it closer to Hashem. For example, a person takes raw wool off a sheep. This wool is attached to a behema, a dumb animal, you know, in a sense as we're saying it. And the person takes that and processes it and refines it and turns it into a sweater or a beged, which is going to be worn by a Jew, where the Jew is going to wear that beged when they're learning Torah or davening or doing other mitzvahs, or that beged is going to be given as a charitable gift to a person who doesn't have clothing. In other words, and in doing the mitzvah, we're taking this item and we're elevating it, we're bringing it close to Hashem, we're serving Hashem through that item. U'b'Shabbos osur hoitzo mirshus l'rishus. And we know that the Torah tells us that on Shabbos, a Jew is not allowed to carry from one domain to the other. V'chein kol hamalocha is klulim bozeh. And in fact, we're told that all 39 acts of work are included within this concept of transferring something from one domain to another. Ki b'Shabbos ein birur. Because on Shabbos, there is none of this refinement taking place. On Shabbos, the machines close down. Ki kedusha Shabbos hu bebechinas hamtein hanal, sheze ikar hasiyua shel habo letayar kimuva. Because the holiness of Shabbos corresponds to what Rabbi Nezal says in Likutei Moran Torah Vav, that when a Jew wants to come close to Hashem, part of the process of coming close to Hashem involves waiting, being able to wait sometimes. And that's what we're doing on Shabbos, in a sense. We're not moving the same way we're moving during the 6 days of the week. We're not driving hundreds of miles, and we're not moving stuff from one location to another location, but more so we're in this bechin of hamtein, kimuva b'hatoyranal, as is explained in Torah Vav and Likutei Moran, habol etaher mesayin loy, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, which says that when a Jew makes a decision to want to be pure, then they help him from above. How do they help him? Oimrim loy hamtein. They tell the person, wait. And that's part of his assistance from Hashem, in Hashem informing the person and teaching the person how to wait. Ki kol ho'aveirois v'apigomim chas v'shom boim al sheloi himtin kemuva b'mokom achar. Because all sins and all bad things that people do in this world are all based on this concept of a person not waiting for the right time. The Gemara gives examples of rabbis who were tested with women, a non-Jewish woman, etc., and the person was tested, chas v'shalom, and almost committing a sin with her, and because he was able to wait, she ended up converting, becoming a religious woman, and he married her bigdusha. And this same thing, which had he done it a few days earlier, would have been one of the worst sins conceivable. Because he waited, he got the same thing, plus, you know, and he got it in a permissible way. And the whole concept of Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this tremendously in Choshen Mishpat, in Likutei Halachos Choshen Mishpat, in Hilchas Gezeila, where he says the whole concept of a Jew stealing. Stealing is because when a person's not willing, again, he doesn't want to work 6 months to earn the money to be able to buy this thing. It's much easier to take it from somebody else who has it, and I get it in 30 seconds. And he says that basically all averos are all based on that foundation of a person being unwilling to wait for the right time for something to happen. And he proves there how all the great tzaddikim, any of them who were poigim in any way, it was always this concept of being doichek es hashor, that they couldn't pass the test of wait. When Hashem told Avraham Avinu that your children are going to have Eretz Yisrael and this and that, and Avraham Avinu said, "Bamoida, show me, now you're going to have to wait 400 years, you know. And Rav Nosson Zal proves it in many examples there. As is written about Adam Arishin himself, Shechota b'yetz hadas, al shloyimtin, that a major part of Adam Arishin's pigam in the Eitz Hadas was the fact that he couldn't wait. He wasn't willing to wait. Kama shekosuv sham, as the pasuk says, mi yigale ofor meinecha Adam Arishin, who will take away the dirt from your eyes, Adam Arishin, to give you the ability to see, you know, to see what you did wrong, in a sense. Ve'ikar ha-pegam, it's brought that by Adam Arishin, he was created on the sixth day of creation, which was Friday. And had he waited with his zivug till Shabbos, then all of those things wouldn't have happened. The Eitz Hadas wouldn't have happened, etc., etc. The fact that he didn't wait or couldn't wait, that's what inevitably caused the pegam of the Eitz Hadas, etc., etc. Ve'ikra ha-pegam al yidei ha-behola. The main reason why Adam Arishin was poigim, or anybody is poigim, is because of behola, confusion, rush. A person feels rushed or pressured to do something or to have it now. K'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, ve'otz baraglayim choyte. One who runs too quickly sins. Ve'alkein nikro ha-poigim v'toya miderech ha-emes, ish mevohol. And this is why a person who commits sins, a person who goes off the derech, is referred to in the Torah as a mevohol, one who is in a state of behola. He's running around wildly, not knowing, not doing the right thing. Versus the concept of the mitzvah of Shabbos, which we said before is the concept of hamtein, a person knowing how to wait. That's why we say v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The word lishmor means to guard. The word lishmor also means to wait. We find by Yosef HaTzadik, when he had the dreams, which he told his brothers, and they didn't believe him, and it says, when he told it to Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says, Va'oviv shomar es hadovor. Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see this develop, to see this unravel. So the word lishmor means to wait.
this concept of Shomer Asiyam HaShabbos and V'shamru V'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos, that Shabbos teaches us this concept of being able to wait, as Rav Nosson Zal will elaborate further in the next paragraph.
V'chol ze nimshach b'sharoshoi mipigam habikiyas anal. Rav Nosson Zal says that these sins that are committed by Adam Rishon or anybody else, it seems that they're caused especially as a result of a pigam in this bikiyas, this knowing how to go up and down, and knowing how to wait. She'enoi mantinu misyashe b'daitoi koroi, whereby a person doesn't wait and think things through very carefully before proceeding. This is what caused, in the example that the Gemara gives of four outstanding rabbis, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zayma, and Acher, who tried to go up to a very, very high place spiritually, and the Gemara tells us that three of them didn't make it, so seemingly. And the Gemara says there that one of them, Hitzitz Venifka, he looked, he saw something, a very bright light, Venifka, and it affected his mind. Whereby from that point on, when he would speak, people couldn't understand what he was saying. He wasn't able to be mitzamtzim. He couldn't constrict himself in a way to be able to communicate with people. And by another one of the two, it says, Hitzitz Umeis, that he looked, he saw so bright a light that his neshama left him. Shezer bechinas pegam hatzadikim hagdoilim shepogmu bebekiyas anal barotzi v'shoi b'ayal tenofik. This refers to the chas v'shom, the pegamim that the great tzadikim make, whereby they make a mistake regarding this bekiyas, knowing how to go up and come back down, how to enter and come back out. Ad sheyesh shepogmim kol kach, to the point where there are some tzadikim who make so great a mistake, shehim bebechinas acher, that the, so, similar to the case of acher, shekitzeitz benetiyos rachmona litzlan, whereby the Gemara says that what happened to him as a result of going up was he actually became an apikoros. He saw such a bright light that it blinded him in a sense. Rak Rabbi Akiva nichnas b'shalom v'yotze b'shalom. It's only Rabbi Akiva. In that case, the Gemara says, of the four people who attempted to go to this incredible height, that entered and left in peace. That's the wording in the Gemara. Nichnas v'yotza b'sholem. Rav Nosson Zal says, look, nichnas v'yotza daika. Look how interesting this is, that the Gemara uses that terminology, entered and left. Bechinas ayil v'nofik. This corresponds exactly to the terminology that Rav Nosson Zal uses in the chapter in Likutei Moran, when he uses the words of the Zohar HaKodesh, which says, how fortunate is a person who is zochet to enter and leave successfully. Shehoyaboki bohem koroi, ashrei loi, whereby Rabbi Akiva was thoroughly knowledgeable in these paths of tshuva, knowing how to go up, knowing how to go down. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemagi Shabbos, when Shabbos arrives, oz osur lohitzi lahachnes michutz lefnimai lehepech, suddenly it becomes forbidden for a Jew to transfer things from outside to inside or inside to outside. Ki oz ein birur, because during Shabbos there is no refinement, there's no processing taking place in a sense. Ki oz hu bechinas hamtein, because then we're in a holding pattern, waiting. Shehu bechinas habekiyas now, which is tied into this bekiyas we're talking about. Vios nimshach shviso v'naychal kol habirurim, and during Shabbos there's a rest, a peacefulness that comes over all of these refining processes. Sheyoshuvu v'yalu b'knisas Shabbos kol echad l'mekayimun, whereby each and every one of them returns to its proper place as we're entering into Shabbos. Aval b'Shabbos, whereas during Shabbos, heim tzrichim lishbois v'lishkoi, they're required to be, to remain still. V'chol odom tzarech lishbosos, and every Jew is required to rest, to remain still then. V'levli lotzeis mimekoimoy, not to leave his place, meaning not to go out of the tchum Shabbos, not to travel any distance more so than what the Torah allows on Shabbos. K'mo shekosu, as the Pasuk says, shu ish tachtov al yetze ish mimkoimoy, that each and every Jew should remain in his domain, you know, what the Torah defines as the proper domain for Shabbos.
Shelo yasek b'shum malacha, and not be involved in any aspects of work. Shehim b'chinas birurim, which work is a concept of refinements that we spoke about earlier. Tikunim. V'hoitzov achnos mirshus l'rishus, and not be involved in any transfer of things from one rishus to another. Rak tzorich lahamshich al atzmai k'dusha Shabbos, shehu menucha shalva v'hashket. But rather to draw upon oneself the holiness of Shabbos, which is a peacefulness, a quietness, kidei lahamshich olav yishuv adasanal, so that the person should be able to think clearly. V'chinas b'kiyasanal, v'chinas hamtein, hanal, ikar darki ha-tshuva sh'nistakne b'Shabbos, which is the main process of tshuva, which gets activated, which is used on Shabbos. This waiting, this yishuv adas. Paragraph Lamed Aleph now. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ubarash Hashanah hu ikar ha-tshuva. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate day of tshuva. Ki hu rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva. That's the day that opens up the 10 days of tshuva. Ki oz nivra Adam Harishon, because we know that Adam Harishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. V'nikra Adam kidei sheyizke lios nichlal bebechinas Adam anal. And the reason why he has this name Adam is because that's his mission. He's named for his mission. His mission is to be zeicha, to get to the level that Rabbein Nizal explains in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, that's called Adam, which we discussed, which describes the tshuva process, which Rav Nosson Zal will repeat shortly. The Aleph, the letter Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, the middle section of the Aleph, and the Dam, the Doim Lashem, the being able to be silent when one's being insulted. Upogam Oz Bechetoy, and that's the day on which Adam Rishon committed his sin. And because of that, he caused a defect in this spiritual form called Adam. V'hatikun al yidei tshuva. And the way that it's corrected is through the tshuva process, whereby the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this is what Klal Yisrael is involved in every single year, from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. That's the section where we try to do tshuva and we try to assist Adam Harishon in correcting his pegam. V'hakol esakin b'chinas Adam. And it's all trying to affect the tikkun for this concept of Adam. V'ikra tshuva al yidei tkiya shofar. And we know that one of the main aspects of tshuva is the blowing of the shofar. K'mo shekosov, as the pasuk says, Uru yishenim mitir damaschem. Wake up! You who are sleeping, you are in a deep slumber, which is the terminology used to one who has become distant from Hashem. V'alkein toikim tarat. And this is why when we blow the shofar, we blow it in a format where it begins with a tkiya, and it ends with a tkiya, and it has something in the middle. Tkiya baroish, tkiya basoy, ze bechinas nekud elyona, nekud atachtoina. The tkiya in front and in back correspond to the upper and lower parts of the Aleph, which are similar. Nekud elyona, nekud atachtoina. Utrua biemtza, oitrua ushvorim misofek, shebohem shinui koiloi shel gnicho v'yelola. Whereas the middle section of the set, which is either a trua or a shvorim or a combination of shvorim trua, which refer to a variety of different sounds. Notice the tkiya is the same in all cases. The middle section fluctuates, it differs. That represents sheze bechinas havov. That corresponds to the vov, the middle section of the aleph. Shehu bechinas hashinui gavnin shenishtan aponav l'kama gavnin al yidei habusha shvichas domim shu ikra tshuva k'mo shekosov shom. That corresponds to the part of the tshuva process whereby a person has to be willing to go through shame and embarrassment in order to correct what they've done wrong. So that Rav Nosson Zal is showing us how the format of tkiya shofar, which is a tkiya in front, a tkiya in back, and something that varies in middle, corresponds exactly to the format of the letter Aleph that Rav Nosson describes over there in Likutei Moran, the upper part of the Aleph, the lower part of the Aleph, and that middle section. V'alkein hu Rosh Hashanah b'Rosh Chodesh. And it's for this reason that Rosh Hashanah always is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ki oz ikar tikun halavona. Because we know that Rosh Chodesh is the main time when the moon is receiving its tikun. Shehu b'chinas Yehoshua. And we learned earlier that
The moon represents Yehoshua, the student, which receives from the sun, which is the rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenestakein al yidei tshuva, who gets his tikkun, the student gets his tikkun through tshuva. The levona gets its tikkun through tshuva. Shaydeze meiro hacham al alvona. And that's what allows the sun to shine properly into the moon. Bechinas Moshe Yehoshua. That's what allows the rabbi to shine properly into the student when the student has completed his process of tshuva. V'alkein, and it's for this reason, Kishechal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos ein toikim b'shofar. It's for this reason that the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we do not blow shofar. Even though blowing shofar is a mitzvah seseh d'oraisa, the rabbis were able to nullify. The rabbis have the authority to tell a Jew not to do a mitzvah saseh. They do not have the authority to tell a Jew to do a mitzvah lo saseh, but they do have the authority to tell a Jew to stay put and be inactive. Shev va'al taseh. Stay put and don't do. What was their reasoning? Shemo yavirenu dalet ameis b'shus harabim. Because they were afraid that if we would allow the Jews to blow shofar on Shabbos, a person who's involved in learning how to blow might take his shofar and travel with it. In other words, go mirshus l'rshus, commit an illegal form of travel on Shabbos in order to learn how to blow, in order to get his shofar or bring it to a different location. Ki kol ha-tshuva al yedei Shabbos kanal, because we learned earlier that Shabbos is the essence of tshuva. V'o'ikar al yedei b'chinas hamtein, b'chinas al yetzei shmim koim b'yom ha-Shabbos. And the main aspect of tshuva on Shabbos is this ability to wait, to stay put, shelo yetzei chutz l'dalet amosov, not to leave his place, ki dalet amos sheyesh l'cholodim rishus harabim hi mechinas rishus hayocher etzloi. Because when the Gemara tells us that each and every single Jew, even when he finds himself in a rishus harabim, in a public domain, the area that he's standing in, the place that he's in, he possesses dalet amos, an area of dalet amos on surrounding him, which becomes as if it were private domain. And when the Jew transfers something from that place within the Rishus Rabim that he's standing into another place, it's as if he were transferring the object from a an actual Rishus Hayochid into a Rishus Rabim. Sheze ikar isra malacha b'Shabbos kana, which is the main forbiddenness of malacha on Shabbos. Veze ikar pegama tshuva, pegama b'kiyah shalayel v'nofek kana. And this is a primary example of a pegam in tshuva, a pegam in this process of knowing when to enter, when to exit, and how to enter and exit. V'al kein machmas gzei razoi shalei yitzah shoif from rishus l'rishus, osru tkiyah shoif b'Shabbos legamri chutz l'migdosh. And it's because of this concern that the rabbis had, that a Jew, if a Jew were allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, he might come to violate this prohibition of carrying. That's why they issued a decree that the Jews are forbidden to blow shofar on Shabbos, even on Rosh Hashanah, other than in the Beis HaMikdash itself, when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Ki chutz l'mikdash tzrichim lizoher ma'oid sheloy lifkoim b'b'chinas b'kiyas. Because when a person is not inside the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be extremely careful. He's in a very delicate situation of not making a mistake in this tshuva process, in this bekiyas. Ubefrat ata, especially today, b'shas ha-churban v'arichas ha-golus b'chlolius u'b'protius etzel kolecho v'yechad, where we're long after the churban Beis HaMikdash, and we've now been through a long golus as a people, and each and every single individual one of us finds himself in his own golus, his own distance, personal distance from Hashem. Shetzrichin lahamtin harbe. Each and every single Jew and Kal Yisrael as a whole has to know how to wait a lot. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the Novi, im yismamea chakeloi, that if Moshiach is delayed, seemingly delayed, wait for him. Ukama shekosuv, and the pasuk says, Lochein Yecheke Hashem Lechananchem. Hashem will wait to shine His chain upon you. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Lochein Chikuli Ad Yoim Kumi. Therefore, wait for me till the day when I rise up. V'chulu, and as there are many psukim like this throughout the Novi, emphasizing this point, that a major part of the avoda of Jews in Golus is knowing how to wait. V'chein kol echod v'echod l'inyin golus hamar shel nafshoi. This applies to Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a people, and Rav Nosson Zal says this applies to each and every individual one of us who's going through the process of trying to come close to Hashem, feeling distant from Hashem, feeling his own personal churban beis hamikdash, and he's trying to get to improve himself and to correct his wrongs. Whereby we've drifted away, we've wandered as a result of our sins to very distant places.